Derry City took the 3 points at the Brandywell on Friday night with a deserved 3-2 win over bottom of the table Athlone Town. Roddy Collins made 5 changes to the team that lost 3-0 to Dundalk earlier in the week. Despite their lowly position, Athlone opened very well and took a fine lead on 15 minutes. James O'Brien steered a cross from Graham Rusk past the Derry keeper inside the box. Enda Curran headed Derry level on 22 minutes when he met Rory Patterson's cross from the left 6 yards out. Patterson himself made it 2-1 on the half hour when he met a pass to the edge of the box from Michael Duffy. He rounded the keeper and slotted the ball home. Athlone continued to work hard in the second half and their performance on the night belied their poor league position. Michael Duffy eased the Derry nerves on 61 minutes when he curled an excellent left foot shot around the dive of Athlone keeper Craig Sexton. Shane McElhaney's pointless concession of a free kick 20 yards from goal allowed Jason Marks to bend a great free kick in on 75 minutes. A minute from time, Patrick McElhaney's 25-yard drive smashed off the keeper's left-hand post with the keeper well beaten. 3 important points for Derry. They travel to Bray next week and then face Limerick and UCD at the Brandywell in the space of 5 days. After the game, I spoke to manager Roddy Collins, who had mixed thoughts on the night.
It was fantastic in patches, and it was poor in other patches. You know, I thought the fantastic patches outweighed the poor ones, but we didn't finish the moves off. Could have been 6, it could have been 3-all. You know, I just thought we made very hard work. We were edgy the last 10, 15 minutes. We didn't, you know, control the game, take control of a break and score, or at least create better chances. So, you know, I'm grateful for the 3 points, absolutely. You know, the performance, I've something to really work on. You know, we made changes to open the game up, different types of players to open the game up, and when we had it, it was fantastic. But when we hadn't got it, you know, we were wide open. And I mean, to be hanging on, no disrespect to the team at the bottom of the league, and to concede 2 goals in their own ground, you know, it's disappointing, to be honest with you. Players are happy, you know, with the 3 points, but they're not happy down that dressing room. And I'm happy, or I'm you know, encouraged by the way they feel about it. There's no one celebrating, and rightly so.
Do you think the players think bottom of the table team, no points?
Possibly, yeah. You know, because we started off in that vein. When we got the ball, we tipped off, we put the passes, 10, 15 passes together, but went nowhere, you know. So it's just the balance of what we have been doing to superior teams, squeezing them, and then when we have the ball to play both ways. So we know we can play squeezing teams, which is crap, and I don't want to be doing it. We know we can't play open football the way we did tonight and get away with it. So it's my job to get the players and the fine balance and mentality to put both together. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
You made a great comment in an earlier interview this evening where you said a good result can paper over cracks.
Oh, big time. I mean, I'm not going down the road now. I have to go down and see the kids. Have to do a charity thing tomorrow. It's probably the most disappointed I've been since the season started. That's the truth. You can say 3 points, but I'm just disappointed, you know. But I'll start around.
The games are coming thick and fast now. You've got Bray and Limerick and UCD.
Good. Yeah, because it gives us a short period of time to earn that little malaise out that was there today. And some players, not in all players, you know. And then you realise, you know, you look at your squad of players. I'm not going to single anyone out. No one lacked an effort. It was just anticipation. And a bit like, you know, when we have the ball, we're great. When they have the ball, they're not that good. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't matter if it's a team from the local pub down the road, you have to squeeze the life out, and we didn't do it. So getting the fine balance that we were criticised for, which I accept, of squeezing teams, and then when we have the ball, opening it out, is the job in hand.